Tobacco using contrary to godliness.
As I have seen men who claimed to enjoy the blessing of entire satisfaction while they were slaves to tobacco, spitting and defiling everything around them, I have thought, how would heaven appear with tobacco users in it? The lips that were taking the precious name of Christ were defiled by tobacco spittle. The breath was polluted with a stench, and even the linen was defiled. The soul that loved this uncleanness and enjoyed this poisonous atmosphere must also be defiled. The sign was hung upon the outside, testifying of what was within. Men professing godliness offer their bodies upon Satan's altar and burn the incense of tobacco to his satanic majesty. Does this statement seem severe? The offering must be presented to some deity. As God is pure and holy and will accept nothing defiling in its character, he refuses this expensive, filthy, and unholy sacrifice. Therefore, we conclude that Satan is the one who claims the honor. Man, the property of Christ. Jesus died to rescue man from the grasp of Satan. He came to set us free by the blood of his atoning sacrifice. The man who has become the property of Christ Jesus and whose body is the temple of the Holy Ghost will not be enslaved by the pernicious habit of tobacco using. His powers belong to Christ, who has bought him with the price of blood. His property is the Lord's. How then can he be guiltless in expending every day the Lord's entrusted capital to gratify an appetite which has no foundation in nature? A sad misuse of means. An enormous sum is yearly squandered for this indulgence, while souls are perishing for the word of life. How can Christians who are enlightened upon this subject continue to rob God in tithes and offerings used to sustain the gospel while they offer on the altar of destroying lust in the use of tobacco more than they give to relieve the poor or to supply the wants of God's cause? If they are truly sanctified, every hurtful lust will be overcome. Then all these channels of needless expense will be turned to the Lord's treasury, and Christians will take the lead in self-denial, self-sacrifice, and in temperance. Then they will be the light of the world. Natural sensibilities are deadened. To a tobacco user, everything is insipid and lifeless without the darling indulgence. Its use has deadened the natural sensibilities of body and mind, and he is not susceptible of the influence of the Spirit of God. In the absence of the usual stimulant, he has a hungering and yearning of body and soul, not for righteousness, not for holiness, not for God's presence, but for his cherished idol. In the indulgence of hurtful lusts, professed Christians are daily enfeebling their powers, making it impossible to glorify God.